Turning to Africa now, and the Norwegian Refugee Council said today that Sudanese government obstruction had forced it to close its Darfur operation, which was providing humanitarian relief to 300,000 war victims. Sudan is suspicious of foreign aid agencies working in Darfur and has targeted more vocal organisations, especially those revealing figures for rape, a crime Khartoum denies is widespread.
The United Nations sent a team to eastern Chad to investigate reports of armed men on horseback attacking, looting and burning villages. More than 200 people were killed in a spate of attacks in eastern Chad in a three-day assault which began last Saturday. Eastern Chad borders with Sudan's Darfur region. Helen Koh is part of the UN's fact-finding mission to the region. She says that the attacks and their perpetrators are the reminiscent of those that are ongoing in Darfur.
Several villages have been completely destroyed, completely burned down by what the survivors called Arab militia, Arab groups. They describe armed men erupting in their villages in the morning, destroying everything, wearing military uniforms, having Kalashnikovs with them, and basically firing at them. Some of these Arabs were in trees around the villages and they were shooting at people. So this situation is, of course, a cruel reminder of what has been happening in Darfur. You can see exactly the same scenes, the burned down villages, people in shock, and of course it's extremely worrying for the international community because the harvest season is starting now, and if they would miss this harvest season, it would be a complete disaster for them.